Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Everywhere I go around the world, I meet boys and girls, for I am the candle that sits on your bedside, glowing, twinkling, sparkling, shining at you as you're getting ready to go to bed. Now it's just about time to go to bed, and I want to tell you a story. I travel all over the world, and I meet boys and girls everywhere, and I see lots of fun things. Well, now, I was watching a show the other night with a bunch of children, and it was called Cinderella. And in the show, such outrageous things were taking place as a pumpkin turning into a carriage, and mice turning into doormen, and all sorts of animals, mice turning into horses to pull the carriage, and the girl who had nothing being given a fairy godmother who created for her a beautiful gown and beautiful slippers of glass, and the opportunity to go to the prince's ball. And Cinderella went, resplendent in the glory of a most beautiful princess. But she was just a girl who was from a normal home. And her stepmother treated her very poorly, but she never let that bother her. She just went around with a happy smile in her heart. Well, she went to this ball, and naturally the prince, who gave the ball to find himself a beautiful wife, found Cinderella the most charming, attractive, delightful, desirable of all the girls who attended the ball. But at the stroke of midnight, she had turned back into a scullery maid. She'd turned back into her normal self again if she did not get back home. And so she dashed down the staircase of the great palace, and in the process she lost one of her slippers, one of her glass slippers. And she jumped into her carriage, and it swept her back to her home. And she went into her room, and all the fine clothes disappeared. All of her friends, who were the mice, and who were the little creatures around the house, they returned to being what they were. Well, now, she had her moment of great happiness and great joy, and she didn't let anything stop that. She just kept that in her heart. Now, no one knew that she was this, but they found out, as they always do in fairy tales. And the prince finally found who his beloved was, and he married her, and they lived happily ever after. Well, as I was watching this show with the children, they were saying, "Oh, how can that be? Can that really be that way? Can we have our dreams fulfilled? Can we really have what we dream about?" And of course, each was answering the question to the other. I was just sitting there on the table, glowing as a lovely candle does. And then finally, one of the young children turned to the candle. That's me. And he said, "Mr. Candle, is that really true? Can that happen? Can we have miracles happen in our life like Cinderella had in hers?" And I said, "Oh my, yes, children. All over the world, children are experiencing miracles because they believe. Children are experiencing the desire for having wonderful lives. And they create them by being wonderful children. And as they create these by being wonderful children, the wonderful lives are theirs. Oh, some of them have tough lives. Some of them don't have enough to eat, don't have enough clothing, don't have mothers or fathers, don't have food, don't have a lot of things. But they have their imagination. They have their dream world. And they live in this dream world, and they think in this dream world, and they say, 'I too can have that.' And so they prepare themselves with a happy heart to go into that wonderful world of imagination. And in that wonderful world of imagination, all things come true. all things come true. Maybe not exactly the way they might in a fairy tale, because in a fairy tale they make it happen so unusual, magical. But in an everyday home, if you start being a wonderful child, and your mother or father is raising you alone, and you start helping around the house, and you start telling, let's say your father's raising you alone, and you start saying to your dad, "Dad, you're the greatest dad. You know, Dad, you are so wonderful. You know how to do everything Mom did, and you know how to do everything you do. Oh, Dad, I'm so happy with you." And see, Dad never thought about that before. He just did what had to be done. And so, little by little, your relationship with your father becomes one of deep, unconditional love. And pretty soon, your father feels happier about himself, and he's not so angry that your mother had died. He's not so angry that your mother went away. He's not so angry that she's no longer with you. And he begins looking at you and saying, "What a wonderful, joyous child I have. What a beautiful..." And you see, as he looks at you and thinks those thoughts, he does better at his job. He does better at everything, and he's much more fun to be with. And pretty soon, he decides, "Hey, this is our family, you and me, and we're going to have a nice home, and we're going to have a nice thing to live with, you know." And he doesn't rush right out and try to find a new mommy. He doesn't rush right out and try to find a new home. He makes the home that you have a lovely home. And pretty soon, the things that seemed a little bit sad start to be very wonderful. Now you say, "But can that really be true?" I say to you, it happens all the time. And I'm Mr. Candle, and I travel all over the world, and I see it happening. And the children all turned to me and said, "Wow, we're going to try it out." Well, the next night I was back with those children, and they were again sharing the Cinderella story. They were saying, "You know, I did that with my mom and dad, and all of a sudden they started being nice to me. They started treating me like I was a big person, even though I was talking about sort of fantasy, sort of miracle stuff." And you know, my mom and dad did the same thing. When I started to talk about the miracles that we could have and about my doing whatever they want me to do and my wanting our family to be a happy family, and I was going to make it as happy as I could by bringing happiness into it, they said, oh, they started crying, and they started saying, "You're so wonderful." And, you know, every one of the children who talked about the Cinderella idea and had gone home and with their mothers and with their fathers, they talked about being a happy miracle child. Every one of them began to have a new life, a new wonder. They didn't have the glass slipper, but they had everything else. They had unconditional love from themselves and from their parents and from their world, because that's all they knew. You know, they sure had a lot of wonderful experiences. I go back and visit them every night, and new and wonderful things happen constantly. And I see this all over the world, wherever the Cinderella experience is being had by children. The Cinderella experience is being had by childhood. And many adults having the Cinderella experience are having such joyful and wonderful experiences. They say, "Wow, isn't that great?" Hey, boys and girls, it's time for bed now. And I hear Mr. Sandman coming. So snuggle down in the under the covers and grab Mommy and Daddy and give them a big hug and a big snuggle and a big kiss and a big smooch and say, "I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you," and laugh and joy and unconditionally love them and unconditionally hug them and snuggle them as though they're the most important beings on earth. And they are. And as you love your mom and dad, you'll see they too love you unconditionally. Oh, there's Mr. Sandman. "Hi, Mr. Sandman. How are you tonight?" "Okay. Are you ready to put pixie dust on these children?"
"Yes. Would you back out of the way, please? Even Mr. Candle can get snuffed by my pixie dust." "Oh, yes, I know, Mr. Sandman. You put me out a couple times, and I had to get relit. and happily you had some matches in your pocket. But thank you for reminding me. Okay, good night, boys and girls.
I'll see you another time. And just remember, unconditional love makes dreams come true. Cinderella, she had nothing on you. I love you. I love you. I love you.